Frank Zappa.
Joni Mitchell.
Neil Diamond.
Somewhere in the greater Los Angeles area.
The Mamas and the Papas.
The Buffalo Springfield.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Just around the corner from the 24-hour fitness.
The Doors.
Can be hot.
From the Birds.
There are two men on the third floor of a nondescript apartment building with a very old greasy board. On the balcony.
Done in that L.A. noir rock and roll style.
You were so good at waiting until the second after I cough to hit the
unmute
button.
The unmute, yes.
You've gotten it down to a science, man.
Well, you know, it seems
it's like you know my twitch.
I can hear, you know, I can hear the sounds of the studio, and I know exactly when to open up the microphones. Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Balcony. My name is Scott.
And this is Anthony, and that makes this Balcony Radio again.
And balconyradio.com. And thanks for subscribing to the podcast.
Yes, thanks for checking us out first time or whenever, second time, third time, whatever. Who cares?
Yes.
But
yes.
We're just glad that
we hope you're a regular listener.
Yeah, we're just glad that you're joining us today for some good tunes. What do we got today, Scott?
Today, we have part two of lesson 16 in the 101 series.
Yes.
Today, we got some live music from Mr. Neil Young.
Live music. That's right. We've covered the studio stuff already, which you should have already listened to, hopefully. If not, go back.
go back and read
the show right before this one.
That's right.
So here's the second part of lesson 16, and we got some more Neil, and we've got about 90 minutes almost.
Yeah, almost 90 minutes. Yeah, it's going to seem like 90 minutes, but you know how I'm sorry.
That's spoken the wrong way.
That came out.
It's
going to
seem
way.
Like three.
But
hours.
You know how dense Neil's music can be.
A lot of it is, and we are playing a lot of songs. We're putting 23 songs in 90 minutes, and we're veering a little bit differently than the studio one, because the studio show was only Neil solo, rightfully so. But in this one, we're going to feature some of his friends in this one too. So Crosby, Stills, and Nash will be making an appearance later, as are the guys from Crazy Horse, otherwise known as Neil's Sound Machine.
The Neil Sound Machine.
Yeah, that's
really right.
What they are. Man, those guys make a fucking
racket.
They are
probably one of the best bands in rock and roll.
One of the best garage bands that really made it. So, but we're going to be starting off with something. I think Crazy Horse might be on this one here, if I'm recalling.
Oh, okay. You found this one. I don't know what this is from.
No, I don't remember what this is from either, but whatever. Let's play it.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we're fucking up.
Oh,
the sand. Is this place at your command? Can I stay here for a while? Can I see your sweet, sweet smile? Old enough now to change your name, when so many love you, is it the same? It's the woman in you that makes you wanna play this game. Hello, ruby in the dust. Has your band begun to rust? After all the sin we've had, I was hoping that we'd turn back. So many love you, is it the same? It's the woman in you that makes you wanna play this game.
Find It's only castles burning. Just find someone who's turning, and you will come around.
Stood on the edge of your feather, expecting the flight. Well, I left, I wondered whether I could wave goodbye, knowing that you'd gone. By the summer it was healing, we had said goodbye. All the years we'd spent with feeling ended with a cry. Babe, ended with a cry. I tried so hard to stand as I stumbled and fell to the ground. So hard to laugh as I fumbled and reached for the love I'd found. If I ever lived without you, now you know I died. If I ever said I loved you, now you know I tried. It's lots of fun to have you there. I gave to you, now you give to me. I'd like to know what you've learned. The sky is blue and so is the sea. What is the color when black is burned? What is the color? You are a man, you understand. You pick me up
can you lay me down again? You make the rules, you say what's fair. It's lots of fun to have you there. I give to you, now you give to me. I'd like to know what you've learned. The sky is blue and so is the sea. What is the color when black is burned? What is the color? I am a child, I last a while. You can't conceive of the pleasure in my smile. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Young. Yes. Thank you very much. That was quite fun.
Get out of here, Neil.
Yes. Oh, goodness. Some all great right, acoustic music there. Thanks. from Neil Young to open up the show.
I know. Those are some of my favorite Neil tunes. That's not a bad way to start.
Those are some good ones. I mean, you got to start it out, Mel. The first set is always acoustic. That was all guitar acoustic from there, even the opening song.
Yeah.
Which is usually a hard electric.
Yeah, it usually is. Yeah, it was a toss up between on some of them because Neil has several live releases and we've got a few bootlegs, so we have electric and acoustic versions of some of the songs, and we're trying to keep it palatable for an audience is the thing, because like we played the Fuck It Up to start the show and we have an acoustic version that's 4 minutes, which is great, but there's an electric version that kicks ass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The only problem is that it's 7 minutes long, and it's just like, well, I don't want to hear that song for 7 minutes. Well, and I don't think people who might be tuning in for the first time want to hear that song for 7 minutes either.
You don't think so? Well, maybe not. You might be right about that. Maybe that an acoustic version to get them introduced to the song is a good way to do it. Yeah. Yeah. And that's what we open the song show up with.
Exactly. Tell us what else we played in the opening sets.
We also had Cowgirl in the Sand, which was live at Massey Hall in 1971.
Which is a bootleg you have, right?
No, that's a legitimate release.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I'm confusing it with the song.
That's the Outside of the Archives release.
Confusing it with the song after this. I'm sorry.
Yes. The next one was recorded live at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion in 1971.
In Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles, California. Don't Let It Bring You Down. Yes, and that is from one of my bootlegs that I have on tape.
On cassette.
On cassette, no less. It was actually kind of a crappy stereo recording to begin with, and I kind of had a noodle with the sound and kind of...
You did a pretty good job remixing it.
Put it into a mono version, and because, you know...
I have heard the cassette. Yeah, the cassette is pretty shitty. Yeah, you did a pretty
good
job.
But it should be in mono. I mean, that's the way a good bootleg should be.
It's not a bad bootleg, though. I like the guy laughing in the middle bit. That was yeah. Great.
And then we also had Expecting to Fly, which was live at the Riverboat in 1969. That is from the archives... Neil Young Archives Volume 1. And then we finished things off with I Am a Child live at Massey Hall. We had two from Massey Hall in that last set. And then that one is actually credited to the Neil Young Archives. Mine is actually the Massey Hall release.
That's right. There is an official Massey Hall release. And there's not the Riverboat one hasn't been released, though. I don't think. It probably will be eventually. But there's the other one is what? What's the other live one? It's the Sugar Mountain release.
Do you remember
Canterbury House?
Canterbury House, yeah. Well, we have something from that later.
Yeah, we'll play from that later on. So Neil released them all as singular live albums, and they all wound up on his big mega box set archives, too. So we pulled all those from archives. But both of those, yeah, you can pick up on solo single albums, and they're really great. I love this Neil, when he goes through his archives, he's releasing a lot of live stuff, and... Neil did so many shows.
Oh, my God, yes.
Because he was, like, at that time, especially, I think, I'm a Child and Expecting to Fly, both songs for the Buffalo Springfield. And so in these settings, he gets to do them the way he intended. So he's got all these songs that he wrote for solo stuff and for the bands that he was in. and he did a ton of shows, and he has them all recorded. Little bastard. So he's finally putting them out.
Yeah, good for him. You know, it's great to hear these versions the way they're written by the song, performed by the songwriter, as it were.
I love him with just him and the guitar. He's one of the best in that vein.
Yeah. So, but we're gonna go to a live.
Yeah, we're gonna go back to plug it in though.
To right plug now. It in, a little electric music from.
So we were just having the conversation. Should we tell people off air? Because I was looking at the next set, and we're starting off with Cinnamon Girl here.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Which is, I guess, Neil's poppiest song. Which I
his
guess
poppiest
you could say. You
song.
Could say.
Oh, okay.
I will say that. Yeah. But I was arguing that it might be his most. Famous, most popular song.
And you
argued for Heart of Gold.
Yes. Because I think Heart of Gold is...
Which is his only number one
hit. Is the song that everybody would jump for first.
It does get played on multi-genres on radio. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But Cinnamon Girl is a pretty
well-known song. It's a great song.
And it's got a riff, too.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I've heard more people cover that than Heart of Gold.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in that sort of like appreciation type of hipster sense, it's probably the most popular song that people would probably jump in.
Are you calling me the H word? You better hit the play button so people don't hear me swearing at you.
Okay.
You son of a bitch.
Cinnamon Girl.
Thank you. This is a song from our new album, when we recorded. It's called I'm Wondering.
I'm hoping that you'll be my lady. I'm wondering if I'll be alone, knowing that I need you to save me. I've been walking all night long, my footsteps made me crazy. Hoping that you'll be my lady. I'm wondering if I'll be alone, knowing that I need you to save me. I'm wondering. I'm wondering. I'm wondering. I'm wondering.
Song. I don't really know what album it's gonna be on. Crazy Horse is doing an album alone. I'm gonna sort of play guitar and sing background voices, and we're gonna do all their material, which is really something else. This is part of it. It's called Come On Baby, Let's Go Downtown. I'd like to introduce you to the band, and the band to you, Crazy Horse. This is Danny Whitten on guitar. From Ypsilanti, Michigan, Billy Talbot on bass. From the Lower East Side, Ralph Molina on drums. From Sheboygan County, New Mexico, Jack Nitsche on piano.
Balcony Radio.
Like Birdman and the Animals.
Nina Simone.
Jimi Hendrix Experience.
This is Balcony Radio.
Cool in the Gang.
The Beatles.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.
Eric and the Bunnymen.
Jackie Wilson.
Just the Fly Burrito, brother.
Burritos. Mm-hmm. Hey, that reminds me, I'm hungry.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.
Can it wait till after the show, officer?
Oh, sure.
So anyway, this is this this is this new song. Like we said earlier, we're trying to condition you to a new way of trying to do it.
Yeah, we.
In other words, we're not going to come out and do our greatest hits anymore.
Well, there's seven. We haven't any.
There's 8 or 10 music lovers out there. Maybe that was my mother and her friends.
This one's called Only Love Can Break Your Heart.
Consider that.
Consider.
Well, it's considered.
This old world keeps spinning.
comes a time, comes a time, comes a time. Comes a time, comes a time, comes a time, comes a
for the thought that I've caught that my head is the event of the season. Why in crowds just the trace of my face could seem so pleasing. I'll cop out to the change, but a stranger is putting the cheese on. I was down on a frown when the messenger brought me a letter. I was raised by the praise of a fan who said I upset her. Any girl in the world could have easily known me better. Said you're strange, but don't change, and I let her.
Live at the Canterbury House, that is Mr. Soul, and that was very nice.
Neil Young himself.
Mr. Young. We're listening to it on the 101 series. This is part two of lesson 16 of that particular show. We did
this particular show.
This particular, that particular
show. Speak in present tense.
Well, it's this and that. So
whatever,
this show and that show, because that show was and this show is, so.
Oh. Yeah, you lost me. Way to go.
Heavens.
All right, so before I do the plugs...
Let me tell you what we had in our last set.
Tell us what we played.
We do. We shall. I shall. Do Cinnamon it. Girl started things out from Weld, a very interesting live record. That's an official release. Mm-hmm. And two CD set. The first set, CD is the regular set, and the second CD is a very odd feedback type of metal machine music type
mess
of record.
Is what it is.
It's a thrashy mess. It's an acquired taste, as the saying goes.
Yeah, it's a one-time listen.
But we did hear Cinnamon Girl, which is somewhat less of an acquired taste and a full
great
appreciation.
Song.
You should be in full appreciation of that song. And the many versions of it which it exists in the Neil Young canon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there
it's on maybe three or four different live records he's released.
Exactly. And then we had a version of Wanderin' from Live at the Fillmore East. It was shorter than I had anticipated. Kind of a long spoken set there at the spoken thing at the end there with Neil introducing the band.
We had to let him do it.
That was an early version of Wanderin' that would later turned up on the Shocking Pinks record.
Yeah.
So.
Which wasn't very good.
Which wasn't very good. And it was a very odd video, too. I don't know.
I love the video with him in the suit.
That pixelated kind of.
Well, he does that weird, they do that weird stop motion thing where he they do jump cuts where he moves up the street without moving, and it's just really creepy.
Because
he looks like a homeless guy too in the video, and just it's fucked up.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
And it's I think they filmed it in Skid Row in LA too, if I remember. It's downtown, I think.
No, I don't think so.
But I think it's downtown there where he's. Or no, I think it,
no,
it
that's
be,
in a shot in the desert or something like
no,
that.
No, there's parts where he's in a city. We're gonna have to watch
really?
It. We're
okay.
gonna have to watch.
We'll check that out.
All right.
Moving on. We also had Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
Let's not watch it
live. Okay, we won't watch it. It's too weird. It's too crazed.
It's just a stupid video.
Oh, Only Love Can Break a Heart. Break Your Heart, as it's titled here. But it's actually Only Love Can Break a Heart, I believe. Is
no,
the,
it's Your Heart.
It is? Okay.
Yeah, it's always been that way.
Mm. Well,
Only Love Can Break Your Heart, yeah.
Well, shut my mouth. And then we also had Comes a Time from, that was a very good live version of that, and then Heart of Gold also in there.
And that was from Austin City Limits.
Austin City Limits, okay. And Mr. Soul finished things out there with from Canterbury House 1968, another one of the archive-related type of records. But that, I guess, is from... That's from Sugar Mountain. That's from the actual Canterbury record.
Yeah.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, stepping up to the microphone to titillate your tympanic membranes, there was a whole bunch of really great information, is Anthony.
Me. All right.
Tell us. What are you going to tell us, Anthony? Tell us.
Here, I'll tell you some stuff. Let me press the button on you so you'll shut up. All right. So the first place you can reach us is via email, and that's at balconyradio@gmail.com, balconyradio@gmail.com. We will answer every message that you send. We will answer every question. We will take into under consideration any song suggestions you have. There's someone in the 101 series you think deserves an episode we haven't gotten to. Give us a nudge. Let us know.
That's a great suggestion, yes. Mm-hmm. We love a good suggestion for the 101 series.
You, Scott and I have had many conversations about how there are tons of big people that we still haven't gotten to. So if there's someone specifically that you need to hear now, let us know. And we'll take it under advisement. And you can also reach us at the Facebook. You can message us there if you want to be our friend. Type in Balcony Radio and then hit the little thumb button. And you can be cool and learn and be subjected to all kinds of new music. And let's see. Next is the website.
And on your site, you post a song of the week or the day.
I do a song of the day, and I think we're going to do that on our Facebook page, too.
We should probably do that. That's a good idea.
I'll leave that up to you, get you more social mediaized. you can also go to our website, which is the place to be on the internet if you want to listen to some good tunes. On the first page, and on several pages, actually, but the first page especially, you will find our actual radio station broadcasting music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Basically, our collected radio record collections, we shuffled them together, and then we hit the shuffle button, and whatever comes up, comes up.
And parsed out a whole things, all the stuff that we didn't want.
Yeah, exactly. We took out all the stuff that we didn't want to play on our radio station, mostly our crowd. Lots of Scott's Prague got taken out.
Oh, my poor Prague. And some of it deserved to be
all of Scott's Prague and anything over 9 minutes long got taken out.
That's right. And that still left us with about 45,000 songs.
No, we're still over 50,000 songs.
Oh, are we?
Yeah,
okay.
We're still over 50,000 songs. And that's 6 days a week we play everything multi-genre, rock, jazz. And, well, no, sorry, I got ahead of myself there. We play rock, country, folk, whatever comes up. And then on the seventh day, Sunday, from midnight to midnight, we play nothing but jazz music. Jazz and blues all Sunday on the balcony. Totally recommend if you're going to do your internet stuff, just go ahead and go to our website, listen to some tunes, and go to a different window and do all your whatevering, eBay, Craigslist, looking for blowjobs, whatever you're doing. So,
my goodness.
You know, there's a full spectrum of things to do on the internet.
No, I suppose that's true.
Not everyone's looking at fantasy baseball like me. So...
We won't explore all the possibilities of entertainment.
Yeah, let's look at your browser, Scott.
No, let's not.
So, where was I? our website. Yeah, so on Sunday, jazz music all day long. It's really great stuff. There's other stuff on our website, too. There's pictures of Scott and there's the history of the station. There's pictures of the studio itself. There's a podcast page where you can listen to old episodes and a playlist page. Where if you hear a song that you like, you can go and track it down there and click on it, and it will take you direct. We will direct you to Amazon, where you can go ahead and purchase it, and we get back several cents from each one of those. So every little bit helps.
It helps. That's a good way to support us.
Exactly. Speaking of support, if you want to be extra helpful, you can throw a couple of dimes our way by perusing that old donate button on our website.
Yeah, that's right.
We don't operate as a nonprofit, but every dollar, cent, centavo that we get...
It keeps the commercials off the station.
Keeps the commercials off the air, but it'll also go directly back into the station, so getting some new hardware up in the studio. And the last place to reach or to get your balcony fix is over on iTunes. If you go to there and type in Balcony Radio in the old search button, you'll find us. Click subscribe. Just don't even think twice. If you want to hear some good tunes all week long, just be our friends on iTunes and follow us. You've got two shows a week. On Sunday, Scott's going to upload one of our regular shows. We have almost two dozen different episodes of regular programming across the musical spectrum, rock, country, folk, oldie show, all-women show. What else we got? Psychedelic show.
Oh, we singer-songwriters.
Singer-songwriter show, forgotten singer-songwriter show. We got all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then on Wednesday, Scott's going to upload an episode of the old 101 series, which focuses on a little bit more specific item in general. Usually it's an artist, but it's been other things like a language or a place,
region. Yes.
Or a region, I guess. Because we've done countries and we've done eras and we've done cities too.
Yes.
So a little specialty programming on every Wednesday. So your friends,
anthropological explorations
exactly.
In rock and roll.
Some rock digging. So your friends here at the Balcony are giving you about almost 4 hours of music every week to help get you through your work week, and we hope it does.
Yeah.
So let's get back to it.
This
is one of my favorite Neil songs.
Oh, we're going to go to some live music now. We're going to go back to, this is Powderfinger.
Look out, mama, there's a white bird coming up the river. We said be great, beacon in a flag and a man on the ring. I think you better call John. It don't look like they're here to deliver the mail. And it's less than a mile. Hope they didn't come to stay. It's got a
Oh my God.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
Hello, my friends.
There are several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Crew.
Thank you.
Ike and Tina Review.
Brother in the holding company with Janis Joplin.
We apologize. Here they are, the replacement.
It's the balcony.
Everybody knows this is nowhere. Everybody.
called Come On Baby, Let's Go Downtown.
Come on, baby, let's go downtown. Let's go, let's go, let's go downtown. Come on, baby, let me turn you around. I'll turn you, turn you, turn you around. Come on, baby, let's go downtown. Let's go, let's go, let's go downtown.
Walk on, talk on. Baby, tell no lies. Don't you be caught with a selling stuff for when the moon begins to rise. Pretty bad when you're dealing with a man and the light shines in your eyes.
Thank you, boys. Thank you very much.
That's right.
Neil Young and Crazy Horse.
Damn it, I love that song.
Banging it out big time.
That's one of my favorite songs to play in the car. I love blasting that one on the freeway. 110 miles an hour.
Come on,
I don't
baby,
care who hears it. I drive fast.
Yeah, that's a driving song.
You've been in the car with me. You've been frightened.
Oh, my God. You scared the hell out of me.
Fuck you.
You scare me, man.
Was I frightening tonight when we were in the car?
No, no.
All right.
Okay.
You were looking down a lot, weren't
you? I'll give you that. Okay. Tell them what we played in that set, would you
All right,
please?
This time I'll take over.
Thank you very much.
We started with an awesome version of Powderfinger from Weld, and then one of my favorite Neil songs, Winterlong. It's such a pretty song, and that's from Live at the Fillmore East, and that's him with Crazy Horse. And then we played a great song called Out of My Mind, and that was live at the Canterbury House from a record called Sugar Mountain, which we totally, 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 totally recommend.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I think there's Blu-ray versions of those. Isn't there like a Blu-ray version of the archives?
I don't know.
Some of the video or something like that?
I think
like
so.
That,
I think it
has
think,
extra tracks and stuff
I think
like
it comes
that.
With something like that. I'm not sure because I didn't buy the box set. I just downloaded most of the tracks. It didn't even give me all of them when I was... Because I had signed in, re-signed up to Napster before it got whatever happened to it. And it was around the time that Archives was released, and they were nice enough to put up digital, you know, they put it up digitally. And I think I have maybe three quarters of it, and it's just great.
Oh, yeah, it burns.
It's great. It's well, if you're made of money, it's well worth the $400. It really is. I can't imagine all the stuff it comes with. It's just for that, it'd be worth it.
Oh, yeah.
But the music is great. And then let's see. Then we played two great songs, both from the Fillmore East, and we had to put them together just because.
Oh yeah.
Just because it felt like being there. Damn it.
I didn't even realize that. Oh well.
So. No, it was subliminally.
Subliminally
on
okay. Okay. Subliminally on purpose.
And so both of the songs.
Oh,
are,
is that what it was?
Both of the songs are Neil with Crazy Horse, and it was Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere, just from the record of the same name, which is Neil's breakthrough album. And then Come On Baby, Let's Go Downtown, which winds up on, it's on Tonight's the Night, isn't it?
You know, I have to pause on that
I think,
one.
No, that, yeah, that's on Tonight's the Night. I'm pretty sure.
That's probably true.
I'm almost certain.
That sounds like it's one of those songs.
Let's just say I'm right.
Okay, we'll say you're right.
Let's say I'm right. All right, so I'm in charge now. Hit the frickin' play button, Scott. Play the next song.
Okay.
Play Old Man.
Okay. Last set of the night. We'll start
it
out.
Let's finish it up.
Austin City Limits.
Oh, Woke up this morning with love in mind. It was raining outside, but my love still shined. It kept me warm till my plane touched the sky. And I've seen love make a fool of a man. Tried to make a loser win, but I got nothing to lose. I can't get back again. Man-made rules been holding back my love. Can't hold it back no more. Churches long preach sex is wrong. Jesus, where is nature gone? What am I doing here? What am I doing here? Woke up this morning with love in mind. It was raining outside, but my love still shined. It kept me warm till my plane touched the sky. And I've seen love make a fool of a man. He tried to make a loser win. But I got nothing to lose, I can't get back again.
Several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Prunes.
Dusty Springfield.
Tim Buckley.
Gordon Lightfoot.
The Moby Grapes.
Richard Thompson.
I am using radio voice.
doesn't mean a thing. It's only real in the way that I feel from day to day.
Do you know her? Can you see her in the distance as she tumbles by? Veteran of a race that should be over. Can you hear her sigh with wings to fly? She rolls along, doing it wrong. I've loved her so long. I've loved her so long. There's a place that I know we could go, get away for a while. I can bring
crowd. Let's all have a good relaxing time here at the movie.
People shuffling their feet, people sleeping in their shoes, but there's a warning sign on the road ahead. There's a lot of people saying we'd be better off dead. Don't feel like Satan, but I am to them, so I try to forget it any way I can. Keep on rocking in the free world. Keep on rocking in the free world. Keep on rocking in the free world. Keep on.
near a garbage can. Now she put the kid away and she's gone to get a hit. She hates her life and what she's done did. That's one more kid that'll never go to school, never get to fall in love, never get to be cool. Keep on rocking in the free world. Keep on rocking in the free world. Keep on rocking in the free world. Keep on rocking in the free
Yes, keep on rocking. Neil just fades right on out there, and he stops, and he keeps singing and going on, and that's the end of this show. My goodness, the part two of lesson 16 of the 101 series. This is the live version of Neil Young.
That's right. So
my name is Scott,
and I'm Anthony, and that was
in total.
probably. Three and three quarters hours worth of Neil Young we gave you in two
yeah,
helpings.
Something to that effect.
You really should know your Neil by now.
And it should have some kind of minor appreciation at least.
At least a grudging respect.
A grudging respect at the very least. I mean, at the very most, it should be just complete genuflect.
Yeah, exactly. The very most, it's you want to play with his balls. You know. But at the very least, grudging respect.
Yes.
I got you with that one, didn't I?
Oh, my
heavens. I was going to say work the taint, but I went with the
Oh, God, thank you for not saying that. The terrible imageries going through my mind. We are in so much trouble.
Yes.
My heavens. Well, let's wrap this
show. Yeah, let's wrap it up before I say something horrible.
Before we just really just lose it. My goodness. Well, thanks for listening. And go to balconyradio.com if you really want to go and to balconyradio.com. Send us an email, balconyradio@gmail.com.
If you must. And go to Facebook and be our friends. Type in Balcony Radio in the Facebook.
If you have any sort of want to do something like that.
I don't know what you were going to say there.
I was thinking of a word.
So did you mention the email already?
I did.
All right. So let's get out of here. We got one last song. So, of course, we're going to go back to Weld for one last kick-ass rock song. This is Hey Hey My My.
All right.
Bye-bye.
is the story of Johnny Rotten.
Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Dr. Dog.
It's the New Balance, Sebastian. Do you like it?
Balcony Radio.
Al Green.
Jackson 5.
Lady Soul, Aretha Franklin.
Balcony Radio.
Kicking your ass.
Alice Cooper.
David Bowie.
Balcony Radio.
Kicking your ass.
Gene Vincent.
Buddy Holly and the Cricket.
Through.
Mr. Antisong.
Your
incredible string band.
Ears.
Yes.